I can save us some time. I only need the elephant.
We can talk about that outside.
McGilly waved toward the door and indicated Rao should precede him. Rao turned and started for the door. Then he spotted one of the Portuguese men he'd encountered weeks before. The man stood at the counter next to the side door. No one else was around him. Rao did not know the man's name, but there was no mistaking that cruel look or those dead eyes. Until the monk started to walk out with the police detective and Anya Creed, Kalapis thought he had the situation in hand. The fact that the monk was there let Kalapis know that the Asian didn't have the elephant. Evidently, the piece was still in play. However, when recognition flared in the monk's eyes, Kalapis pushed away from the counter and swept his coat back, reaching for his pistol. The detective, focused on the Asian, was slow getting to his own weapon. Kalapis put three rounds into the center of the detective's chest. The American went back and down, the pistol tumbling from his fingers.
Bart!
The woman dropped down beside him. The monk came toward Kalapis so fast that he couldn't bring his pistol to bear. It didn't matter, though, because one of the men Kalapis had stationed outside stepped through the door and raised a machine pistol. Rao threw himself over the counter. As he landed on fingers and toes, he swept out his left leg, caught the legs of the man tending the grill, and knocked him down as well. Bullets hammered the stainless steel grill vent and poured through the tile wall, spilling ceramic fragments over the floor. Rao ran, staying low. He slid around the end of the counter and angled for the door. Bullets chased him. He hit the door with both palms and the glass shattered. He ran through the falling fragments and out into the street, thinking that the Portuguese man would have set up his cronies at that door as well.
Bart, come on, talk to me.
Anya felt the shock of adrenaline hitting her system, but concentrated on examining Bart. Three bullet holes showed in his shirt, one of them piercing his coat as well, but there was no blood.
Vest. He's wearing a Kevlar vest.
Then she was aware of the swarthy man beside her. He grabbed her roughly by one elbow and shoved the hot barrel of the pistol against her neck. The barrel was so hot that her flesh seared. She almost fought back, but she knew that would only fail. All the man had to do was squeeze the trigger and the fight would end before it started.
Move!
Anya stood, looking down at Bart. His eyelids flickered, but he was almost unconscious, barely aware of what was going on around him.
Come on!
The man pulled her toward the back door. Anya held herself ready and waited for a chance to escape. Outside, in the cold air of morning, Anya strode down the sidewalk as the man guided her away from the traffic jam that sprang up around the shooting. The machine pistol man joined them. Anya concentrated on her breathing, keeping it smooth and regular. There had been two men inside the diner, the guy who held her captive and the man who followed them with the machine pistol. The Asian man had vanished, but the two armed men sprinting through the stalled traffic gave Anya a good idea which way Win Rao had gone.
If that's even his name.
Anya Creed.
She didn't respond. Angrily, the man shook her.
You will speak when I speak to you.
Ow! All right.
Where is the elephant?
Okay, so all of this is connected.
I don't know.
Does the detective have it?
No. The elephant wasn't in Benyovsky's apartment.
Merda!
Why is the elephant so important?
None of your business. If you do not know, it is better that you do not learn.
Anya kept walking, but she was aware that the man was no longer as focused on her. He was looking for a way out now, a way through the police net that would be going up even as they were speaking.
Maybe I can help. Just tell me why you're looking for the elephant, and maybe I'll be able to figure out where it is.
No. Who killed Benyovsky?
I don't know. You didn't kill him?
The old man was dead when we got there. Oh, stupido de merda!
A bit too late, her captor realized he had admitted more than he'd intended to.
There!
The man carrying the machine pistol under his coat pointed to a sedan sailing swiftly down the street. He stepped toward the curb and started flagging the vehicle down. Anya didn't want to get into the car with the men. It would be harder to escape. She kicked the back of her abductor's knee. He released the gun and dropped to the sidewalk. The man with the machine pistol wheeled around and started bringing his weapon from under his coat. Anya reached into the otherwhere and grabbed the handle of the sword that had once belonged to Joan of Arc. In less than an eye blink, it was in her hand. Over 3 feet in length, both crude and beautiful, it had been forged for battle, not show. The blade sheared through the machine pistol a bare inch above the man's hands. The pieces tumbled to the sidewalk. The gunman bounced off the side of a parked car. Anya released the sword. The other man pushed himself up, but his injured wrist gave out and he crashed back down on his chest. He reached for the dropped pistol. Anya stomped on his hand and picked up the weapon herself. Backing away, Anya pointed the pistol at the second man.
Roll over onto your stomach. Lock your fingers behind your head. I'm sure you're familiar with the drill.
The man did as he was ordered. The first man lay unconscious. Three uniformed police officers sprinted up the street toward Anya. The officers pointed their weapons at her.
Ma'am, put the weapon down!
Okay.
Anya put the gun on the ground, then laid on her stomach. Handcuffs closed tightly around her wrists.
Bart will get me cut loose as soon as he can.